Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we honor those who serve. Tonight, I have on the line with me Roy Brook. He was on the show 1 year ago, and time has just flown by. It doesn't seem like a year ago, but I first found out about Roy Brook through my friend Sean Sherritt. Sean Sherritt shared a picture with me from Kimberly, Alabama, as Roy Brook stood in front of the fire department. At that moment, I knew I wanted to get in touch with Roy and find out more about what he was doing to honor so many people. Roy, it's so good to have you back on the line with me on the show tonight.
It's my honor, Mark. I appreciate it and appreciate the attention that you're giving to my project, where I do indeed try to honor those that have passed on for whatever reason.
And, of course, we've talked about this before, but for those who are new to the Mark White Show and are hearing about you for the first time, I want you to share about the American Flag Project and how this started.
Well, Mark, it started in 2016 on Memorial Day, which will be coming up. It'll be my sixth complete year this year of doing this. And my wife went with me the first time we went out, and we just stood on Highway 280 with an American flag. And the reception was, it was tremendous. And I was so pleased about that I decided to continue doing that in a small way. And then now I have so many opportunities almost daily to go and stand with the American flag if it's some kind of event or a funeral for military or first responders or just someone that I know is just their loved one, and I just want to pay my respects.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was with our friend Jeff Jolly. He is part of a couple of motorcycle organizations. Those organizations, like the ones that Jeff is part of, they do a really good job of showing up for these families to show that the service that they offered was important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Jeff is a member of the Patriot Guard Riders, and they go to, when they're invited to go and stand for military funerals, A lot of that is at the National Cemetery in Montevallo, and Jeff's very loyal to attend those funerals. And actually, he's the ride captain in the Tuscaloosa area, and occasionally I get to go down and stand with him for those missions.
Last year, the show that we did fall on Friday, and here we are again on Friday as we recognize Red Day, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, and there may be people out there, Roy, who do not know about Red Day.
Well, it's I've been doing Red Day, Red Friday, the whole time I've been doing this, and there are sweatshirts and T-shirts and all that you can order that has R-E-D on it, red, and Remember Everyone Deployed, and and that's every Friday, and it's important to remember that we're still in this fight, and there are people deployed somewhere in the world all the time, and they're away from their homes and their families, and it's just a way to recognize them and to make sure that they're not forgotten.
Well, and when you think about your own son, who officially ended his military service last year, he had served for 8 years, and I know that that made it very personal for you as you recognize these heroes.
Yes, it was. He had a very, how can I say, but he was recognized for a lot of the things that he did during his 8 years, you know, after the first couple of years of getting trained and getting ramped up to do what he did. And yes, very special. And I'm very proud of him. I have another son that didn't go into the military, and he's very accomplished also. And, but my son that was in the military, he's fully retired. He came out with, minimal, damage to his body, and, he's, functioning very well. He's still in Washington State, and we're trying to get him back down this way.
Right now, we're talking to my friend Roy Brook on Red Day, Red Friday. Roy Brook, you may have seen pictures of him standing at attention with a flag, with the American flag, at funerals and events and different locations where he's honoring those who serve. I appreciate Roy Brook and his effort called the American Flag Project, and I hope that you will stick with us on this Red Friday as we continue to talk to Roy about this effort and the impact, the effect that it has on these families when they see him there, when they see all those who want to show up to be a part of recognizing the service of these heroes, these individuals. Will you stick with me, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke. I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us on this Red Friday, R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed. I have on the line with me right now my friend Roy Brook, and he is the founder of the American Flag Project. As I mentioned in the last segment, you may have seen Roy in pictures standing with a flag. He honors those who served. And I appreciate, Roy, we've talked back and forth as we've recognized these individuals on The Mark White Show. And then I'll see Roy at these events, at these funerals. And it means a lot to these families. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Roy, is the impact. Because I think people listening, they may not understand the magnitude of something that we can do that's a simple way of saying that we care. And if each one of us can realize that we have a talent, we have an ability, we have something that we can do that can impact these lives, I think that we need to start thinking about what we can do and then make a difference in that way.
Well, it's a very small thing that I do. It started out 6 years ago, standing on street corners, and I still do that. And then I began to attend funerals and events, and it's not all funerals, it's some fun stuff, rodeos and different events. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I have been thanked by families and other people, and other people say it encourages them to see somebody outstanding with the American flag, and I just enjoy doing it. I appreciate America, and even though we've got issues, I still think it's the best country to live in. And sometimes the leadership gets a little wayward, but I enjoy it. I'm glad to do it. It's always an honor.
I was thinking about posing the question the other day on my personal Facebook page, are you proud to be an American? And I certainly am proud to be an American, no matter what's going on when it comes to government, politics, things of that nature. I try to focus on what's doable, and I have found that what is doable is helping individuals, families, groups, organizations that are out there working every single day to try to make a difference in the lives of others. They don't let the negativity, the things around them, bog them down so that they can't accomplish the task at hand. They get it done, and I appreciate being able to recognize those people. It's an honor for me to recognize those people who get out there and do make a difference every single day with the things that are doable.
That's right. And you are very good at recognizing people and bringing them to the forefront. No matter what they're doing good for themselves and for families and for the country. And I appreciate your show. I appreciate what you do in recognizing those people, ever how big or small their effort is, and recognizing that Jesus is the ultimate answer to whatever we're going through. And if we can turn our hearts in that direction, we'll all be better off.
And man, Roy, when we think about the things that people go through, the different challenges that some of us don't yet understand, maybe we will go through it, and sadly, we might go through it, but if we can put ourselves in the shoes of other people and at least think about, if I was in that position, what would I want people to say to me? What would I want people to do for me? And then go ahead and do that, thinking about the fact that it could be someone that you care about, someone that's in your family who you love dearly, that could be affected by that particular challenge.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen so many situations in the last 6 years that it's made me more sensitive to other people's issues. And it's, you know, people are good at hiding their issues, but they have them. And I try to be conscious of that and patient in my reaction to people. And hopefully they'd be patient to me, with me. And, but people just need to be encouraged, and loved. And, that's what I do. I just go and stand usually off at a distance and, just try to let people know that somebody cares that they may not even know.
And I know I'm talking to somebody right now, Roy, when I say the first step is to get up out of the bed, or get up off the couch, get out of the recliner, and find something you can do. Go wash your face, take a shower, brush your teeth, whatever you need to do, and take that first step and start thinking about what you can do to make a difference on this planet.
Well, that's right. I think I was doing those things you just said, sitting on the couch on that Memorial Day in 2016. And I don't know if we had seen some patriotic rendition of something on the TV, but I just looked at her and I said, you know, I need to do something. And she agreed, and so we got up and I put on my most patriotic stuff, and like I said before, went out on 280, and then it just went from there to doing more things and becoming aware of more things. And so that small one little step on that day has kept me busy for the last 6 years doing that very same thing.
And I know that you are encouraged and inspired by the people who you are there for, those who serve. I know that there are probably messages that you receive thanking you for what you do. I know you said it's a simple thing, but the fact is if it makes a difference in somebody's life, for them, it's a big thing. And so, well, I don't take that away from anybody. I could say, well, you know, what I do is very simple. It's not really anything significant, but if somebody looks at it that way and it has an impact on them in a positive way and it helps them, then I'm happy for the big thing that's happening in their life, however that happens.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's you never know what the, whatever you're doing, no matter how big or small you think it is, or you know the person doing it, if it's having a positive impact on the people you're doing it for, I mean, that's why you do it. And I get comments like that, you know, appreciating what I do, thank you for being here and that kind of thing. And I tell them, I say, it's my honor to be here. I'm here for you.
And it's not just grownups. It's not just adults. We recently lost Braxy Wideman, and I noticed dad had commented on the post that you shared, and Chris and his family, what they've gone through, and you have found opportunities to support even when it comes to the younger people.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are tough. And that young man up in the Pell City area, we just lost him a couple of weeks ago, and that's always tough. And you don't know going into something like that, whether you ought to be there or not. And the feedback on it, has been very positive and appreciative. And, so even though I might have my doubts sometimes about whether or not I should be there, I go anyway. I stand way off. I try not to involve myself, with the family, and, somehow word will get back that, it was okay to be there and to stand for that, event.
That's great, Roy. And how does your wife feel about this effort since 2016, and now here we are 6 years later?
Yeah, well, she's real supportive. She just went with me that one time, but that's fine. She's busy herself, and but no, she's real supportive, and I can share with her, you know, the events that I go to and some of the reaction that I get from that particular event. And she's just real supportive, and I love her. She loves God, she loves me, and she's all into it.
And how about Jack and Adam? How do they feel about this?
Well, Jack, he's very appreciative of being in the military and now retired. And they are very, I won't say proud. I just say they're very happy that I'm doing this. My other son, Adam, he's very happy about it. And, you know, with family, it's just different than it is out with the public. And they respond in a family way, a little bit different than the public does. The public has been so supportive. I just can't even explain how good and supportive a lot of people that I don't even know have been about this.
And I'm so glad to hear that, Roy, because obviously, clearly, I support what you're doing, and I appreciate the work, the effort that you put in to recognize so many people. And the families, I believe, they feel it, they understand it, and they appreciate you as well. And then what it makes them feel after knowing the people who show up and support them, knowing that the loved one was an individual who impacted lives, that committed their service to our country, those who committed service to our communities, there's great value in that recognition for those families, something that they can carry with them on the days that they don't think they can take another step, so to speak.
Yeah, sometimes it's just real tough. And, you know, you don't really, when people come up to you and talk to you, I mean, you don't know what to say sometimes, and sometimes you don't say anything, you just hug their neck. Sometimes it's just overwhelming, but I'm glad I'm in a position to do it, being retired, and with the contributions that I receive, I'm able to go whenever, you know, the need is. And yeah, I'm just very honored to be able to go and to be in this position.
And Roy, I want to make sure that people listening right now, if they want to support the American Flag Project, tell people how they can do that, please.
Sometimes I'll get a message and people will want, you know, to know where they can send something, and you know, a private message, and I'll send them my address, and they'll do things like that.
If they want to support the American Flag Project and help you be able to travel to the places that you do, they can go find you at Roy Brook, and they will see a picture of you with the flag. And they can go to Roy Brook and send you a message. They can find out how to support this effort. And maybe that'll help you out, Roy, because I know gas prices have gone up. It takes a little more to travel around. Some of those distances that you travel, they're pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah. It's there's still money in the account to be able to do this. And it, you know, whereas it used to, not 2 years ago, it cost me $35 to, you know, fill my truck up. Now you know what it is. And so it's significant. You know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do all that I can do with donations or without them. And, but it sure does help to have them. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, Roy Brook, it's always a pleasure, my friend, to have you here on the show to join me to talk about American Flag Project, and then also to recognize Red Friday today.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big deal to me. I post on my Facebook page every Friday, Remember Everyone Deployed, and try to post a little scripture along with it. Yeah, Friday's a big day to me.
You keep up the good work, Roy, and we're going to continue to follow your journey. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir, Mark. Hey, I appreciate you and what you do.
Thank you, sir. I watched it all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Roy Brook and so many others who are recognizing our heroes. If you're encouraged and inspired by this show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you can see posts from Roy Brook and different things that are happening where you can make a difference. I want you to also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.